Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, March 7th, 2024. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in the negative territory following mixed Asian markets. U.S. dollar is lower with Japanese yen strengthening on hawkish Bank of Japan comments and wage data. Treasury yields are flat at the short end and slightly higher at the long. WTI crude oil futures are lower, gold is at a fresh high, industrial metals are better bid, and cryptocurrencies remain volatile. In macro news, Fed Chair Powell has reiterated that it would likely be appropriate to begin dialing back the policy restraint at some point this year, though he has also said that the Fed still needs greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards 2% target. In Europe, market is awaiting the European Central Bank decision. The policy is set to remain on hold and the tone is likely to remain cautious. But softer growth and inflation forecasts are expected to lay the foundation for a move towards rate cuts. And the majority of sell-side economists still see a June move. On the data front, German factory orders saw a big drop. The Halifax house price increase was a little below forecast. Overnight, Japan's nominal wages rose at the quickest pace since last June, while real wages continued to decline but at a slower pace by much more than expected. The data has heightened the attention on initial wage talk outcomes next month, amid suggestions that larger pay raises will pave the way for a BOJ rate hike. The BOJ hike speculation has been further supported also by Japanese government officials who have appeared to be more comfortable now with an exit from negative interest rates sooner rather than later. Elsewhere, China's January through February export and import growth topped forecasts, contrasting with the February lead indicators that showed new orders contracting and export orders shrinking. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the Q4 productivity, Q4 unit labor costs, the January trade balance, January consumer credit, the February challenger job cuts, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Kroger, which is posting results before the open, Broadcom, and Costco Wholesale, which are reporting after the close. In corporate news, the U.S. government is ready to invest $3.5 billion in Intel for production of advanced chips for military and intelligence programs. The funding would run over 3 years and is part of the broader CHIPS and Science Act grant pool. The European Commission is looking into Apple's treatment of Epic Games, according to Reuters. The regulator has asked Apple to justify its preventing Epic from placing its own online marketplace on iPhones and iPads in Europe. Asian equities had a very mixed day Thursday. Japan's Nikkei tumbled on a significantly stronger yen with less pronounced losses on the topics. In contrast, Australia closed with modest gains as banks' shares spiked. Greater China benchmarks went lower despite positive trade data. Hong Kong lost almost all of yesterday's gains, with biotech stocks plunging on advanced U.S. Senate bill that could ban Chinese biotech firms from accessing U.S. federal contracts. Seoul had small gains. Taipei was sharply higher to yet another new record. Southeast Asia was mixed, while India is trading a few points higher. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, March 7, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.